Oh shit. Oh shit. It's going off now.
Highway Diaries, what's going on, motherfucker?
Stop that. I hate that noise.
Episode 15, Hotlanta. Huh? We just left Hotlanta. We were only in there for a little bit. We had a Segway tour. You know the problem with the guy who thinks he's fly at me?
What?
What's the problem with the guy who thinks he's fly? He's also known as a...
known as a busta.
Always think about what he's got. Right?
And just sits on his...
big ass. So, no... I don't want your number, no. I don't want to give you mine, no. I don't want none of your loving, no. I don't want none of your time, so no. I don't want no scrubs. Wow. A scrub is a... what?
It's awful.
Here's what's going on. I'm overcompensating a little bit. I was on a Segway today with a helmet, looking like a white person through Atlanta. I hate looking like a yuppie. That's what the biggest
thing.
You
are a yuppie.
We took a helicopter down to the Grand Canyon. Yuppie. A little yuppie. We went on a Segway tour today. A little yuppie. We went on an airboat through the bayous in New Orleans. Little yuppie. All doing tours. So I'm overcompensating by showing...
self-hating yuppie.
I'm overcompensating by showing you my R&B skills from a R&B girls group.
You have no R&B skills.
You know what? I'd like to beg to differ. Because you know what I don't like?
Scrubs.
No, I don't want your number. No, I don't want to give you mine.
Stop.
No.
Oh, God. It's awful.
Emily is a little low on caffeine. She just got a coffee at McDonald's. She's getting a little irritable.
It's the only thing keeping me going.
You've been driving a long time, Emily.
Yeah.
Why don't you let me drive more?
I'd rather not say, but let's just say it's for the betterment of all humankind that I do not let Eric drive.
We definitely didn't go get stoned and ride around in Segways in Atlanta. That would be illegal. We definitely didn't do that. And also, for some reason, Emily doesn't let me drive a car all the time. I don't know why. I don't know. And I don't want no scrubs. The scrubs.
Shut up.
Okay. So we went in. We went in the McDonald's, and based some, you know, I don't know if you feel like this, but whenever you have to go to the bathroom, sometimes I like to predict exactly what's going to happen. Right? Do you ever do that when you, you know, you got a little pressure down there? How good are you at predicting what's going to come out then?
You're gross.
So I was saying, I think it's going to be about one fart and two poops. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking on one power fart to start, get the first poop out there, and then there's going to be probably one more log, right? But I think that this could be a great spectator sport. People take bets.
This is disgusting.
You have the one professional athlete, right? And then he gives his prediction for what he thinks is going to come out. You definitely want to listen to that guy. If he's saying one fart, two poops, he knows something about what he's eating, you know. But obviously all the things he's eating and what time it is, it's going to be logged and everything. That information will be in front of you. Big scandal if he eats things off the grid, right? Because then, you know, that might give the Russians an advantage when they're betting. But, right? And then, why can't this be a spectator sport? You listen to him, but then you go, I think he's wrong.
Shut up.
When he tends to eat carrots, boom, 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 he tends to fire a bit. He takes a big fart.
Right,
Second poop. Then he starts to splatter, though. Who's got the splatter bet? It was the Chipotle mayo. The splatter always making me splatter. I know the splatter, you know. This is like a lot of great stand-up material just said to an audience of one who's not interested. I've been going through my stand-up a little bit because the Hotlanta episode, a little slim. We just kind of popped in, had a Segway tour, popped out. Last night we slept in Montgomery, Alabama not much to mention there, except for the fact that I know, you know, I live in Los Angeles, so if you see, like, you know, just a Wendy's, it's gonna be a small Wendy's because it'll fit in between two other buildings. You go to Montgomery, Alabama, a Wendy's is like a fortified castle with a ginormous parking lot, humongous, and like everything, even like the Payday Loans building. I've only ever seen that, like a Payday place is like a window or like at most a building in a strip mall. But this one, it was all its own freestanding, you know, big warehouse building, just shooting checks out. I don't know why it needed to be that big, but Montgomery, Alabama, that's how that's kind of planned out, where it's just like everything is so incredibly sprawled. What do you remember of Montgomery, Alabama?
There's a lot of hot black guys there.
Yeah. And one of them, actually, we were at a red light, and this...
But that guy wasn't hot. That guy was creepy.
All right. Well, there's a lot of guys, you know, giving Emily eye contact. She kind of, you know, gives out the flavor. She likes the brothers. You know, that's fine. And she's giving them eyes. They're giving her eyes, you know. But there was one guy at a corner who, you know, he was walking across the street. We were just the first car in line, you know. He's, of course, drinking like a 30-ounce beer can. And, you know, just drinking. And then just kind of lowers the beer can and just looks at Emily and tilts his head and just stands there for the longest time.
That was creepy.
And he's just like... And then just like making kissy faces. Then he'll take two steps and then turn his head the other way. And just like... He's just hanging the beer can low, taking sips from it.
That's why I'm telling Erica... For all you normal guys out there, girls don't make eye contact with you. It's because of guys like that guy.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times, you know, a girl will be walking down the street. I'll just kind of look at them and, you know, smile a little bit, see if we can get a little of that thing going, you know, innocent. But, you know, I notice a lot of girls, they don't look at me. They don't want to smile.
Yep, it's because of guys like that. Happens way too often.
Yeah.
And it's creepy as
if you fun. Just you're worried that if you just smile at somebody, then he's just gonna stop in a street corner sideways.
Yeah, what I've learned from being a girl in cities is that if you smile and make eye contact at men, it's an invitation to just stop and try to talk you up or chat you up or whatever.
Right.
Not leave you alone, maybe follow you a little bit. So it's just a good general rule of thumb to never make eye contact with strangers.
Right. Now, actually, it's weird because we were, when we got the Segways, there was all the, you were off with the instructor and you had to, like, take easy steps into it. But, there was this group of girls walked by, right? And I was just standing alone with the two other Segways or whatever, hanging out. And they were just... And then I heard one of them go, I wonder if he's going to turn around to look at their asses. And I totally was. But then when she called me out there, I was like, well, I guess I can't make that maneuver. And then... So I just was, like, kind of looking at you, watching you turn around and stuff. And then they... kept walking, but then one broke off and ran over to me and was just asking me directions for something, and I was like, I don't know, but I wonder if, you know, she got a little scent of something in the air. Oh, that's the guy's mad gravy.
Don't start with that.
I'm gonna go ask him what directions. Oh, I'm lost, I'm in the new city.
Don't do that voice. I want to talk about how Eric just ate shit.
Didn't happen.
The Segways.
That didn't happen.
He was basically trying to go over every single curb that you could go over, like a jump.
Okay, first of all, let's take it from the safety video. We get in there, and we have to, of course, watch an instructional video of how to operate a Segway. Why?
There's little dummies. Every time there's a wipeout, it happens with this little stick figure dummy.
And he just, like, goes end over end over it. End.
Yeah. And then he bounces a little and continues going.
Like, you see is, like, where the whiplash would happen, how his neck is broken.
His neck breaks over a curb.
But one of the pieces of the fucking video, it's like this Segway was totally made by lawyers and designed to stop and put on the brakes. like, you're watching the safety video, there was this, like, little mulch area that, like, dips to another thing. If I was in a Segway, and if I owned one, I would go as fast as possible and just try to skip to the next, you know.
And then you would eat shit again.
I don't know what you're talking about. So, but then, in this video, there's like, no, you know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to come to a complete stop, you know, and then use the Segway like a wheelbarrow, and then bring it, and then when you're safe, everything was about safety, over and over and over again. And the thing, like, has a max speed.
So what did it say about jumping curbs?
It didn't say much about that. But it was just, I don't know what you're talking about, but it was just all about how, you know, I'm trying to max out the speed the entire time, and it just keeps on pushing back at you, like, no, don't lean forward that much, don't lean forward that much.
That was a little scary at first when it pushes you back, because it's got a max speed of 8 miles an hour, so we had her open up the throttle for us,
yeah.
So we got to get a max of, I think, 11?
11 miles an hour, ooh.
Ooh.
But... of course, as soon as, you know, we get... I mean, the video, what do you think? Could you have operated that without watching the safety video?
Yeah. Well, with the instruction that we had, too. The safety video was unnecessary.
I was thinking the instruction was also unnecessary.
Just a little tricky.
Give me a picture of someone doing it, and I'll figure it out. You step on
the thing.
It's
a little tricky at first, especially when you hit the max speed and the handlebars go backwards. I thought my Segway was trying to kill me. I thought my Segway was trying to push me off. So I just kept leaning forward more, and then it just kept pushing me back more.
Yeah, it has this, like, this limiter. But, so... she was like, okay, I'm going to leave it at 8, and then maybe, you know, if we get going a little bit, I'll turn yours down. So as soon as we stop the instruction, I'm like, please take the limiter off. Because you feel the thing push back at you once, and you're like, fuck this, go forward.
Yeah.
I hate things that you buy and that, like, stop you, you know? Like, it just probably comes from, like, the computer. If you're on the computer and some window pops up, or it's like, oh, look at this. It's like, I'm in the middle of writing a fucking someone an email or something. I own you, laptop. How about you don't tell me what to do? How about you don't limit my speed? Huh? Segway? You know? And then it's has this safety video is telling you. And then it will come to a complete stop if this happens. And then if there's... it also has a sensor to sense, like, people around it and stuff. If there's too many people around, I will make you come to a complete stop. Or it'll shake and growl at you. Yeah.
Did you find that out when you kept cutting me off?
What do you mean?
I was being very careful on the Segway. I was a little bit fucked up.
What do you mean?
I was just not feeling on my A game.
We were giggling through the safety video.
And Eric, when we got to go out in this open area and just ride all around, kept cutting me off. So I'd have to brake so hard.
Well, you know, I felt like a supervillain, and I just I pictured it like that scene in Star Wars where they're taking those really super fast buggies through, like, the woods, you know? I just was, like, weaving in and out of poles and trying to cut you off and stuff, like a supervillain. You're just going around, you're, like, standing on this, like, magic carpet thing that you push forward, and it rockets, you know, it, like, senses exactly what you want by very subtle movements, so.
We've wanted to go on Segways ever since we were in Disney World, like, over, like, 12 years ago, and we saw a Segway there, and it was, like, one of the first Segways that came out, and they were giving test drives on it, but you had to be 18, and neither of us were 18 at the time.
Yeah.
So ever since that day, I was like, one day, I will ride a Segway.
Okay, so here's what happened. So the whole time we're driving around, I'm just looking for different ways to... I want to ride dangerously, you know? I want to take chances. I want to get weird on the thing. So I'm not always paying attention. I'm, like, trying to go over every curb I can. There's, you know those things that you lay when you have a really thick wire at a carnival, they put up those plastic little ramp things so that, like, a wheels can just roll up and over it. Like, we both got some air on that, right, Em?
Yeah.
You got
I
some
popped
air.
Up a little, yeah.
Yeah. You, like, ramp up the to the top one, and then you try to land exactly like as it's going down on the other side. It's great.
Yeah.
So, as you know, as we're getting more and more proficient, I start getting a little cocky. You know, I'm cutting you off. I'm weaving. I'm taking more and more chances. Sometimes I like scrape the curb a couple times. I'm also testing out the helmet as we're going through a little tunnel thing. I'm just trying to hit my head on the wall a little bit as like just skidding it by. I'm taking chances. I'm getting weird on the thing. I'm having fun. So then we go to this one intersection, and it's an alleyway. And I see from a far distance that there's like a little ramp. You know, there's a little jump.
No, it's not a ramp. It's just a driveway and then another driveway right next to it. So there's two driveways with a little bit of curb in between.
There's like a probably a 3-inch high divot that's just like loops you right up from this from the driveway. So I start going full speed. Emily's behind me. She knows.
I know exactly what's going to happen. I can see it all go down.
What did you think was going to happen?
I thought you were going to bust your ass. Like, I thought the Segway would just keep going and your feet would go up in the air and you would land on your back. That's not exactly what happened. It was actually a lot more awesome than that.
My elbow still hurts just a little bit as I'm holding this microphone up.
I wish that I got that on video. That was so awesome. Basically, the Segway, he gets a little bit of air, jumps up, his feet hit the Segway again, the Segway goes forward, he goes backwards, he doesn't let go though. So the Segway is continuing forward, and it drags him a little while. He rolls across the back of the Segway. The handlebars of the Segway shoot forward. He had a water bottle in the pouch in the Segway handlebars. It sprays water in just a perfect arc. Like a
as the handlebars are, because yeah. I store my water right by the handlebars. So as they whip forward violently to the ground, it just made a perfect little...
Perfect arc, like a little fountain of water.
I don't really remember the fountain so much. I just kind of remember... I hit the ramp, and it was definitely a ramp made for Segways.
It was not.
And I kind of, like, popped off the thing. I thought that I would go up with the Segway, but apparently it just launches a guy up straight. Oh, but I made sure to do it when I saw that our tour guide was a little ahead of us, because they made us sign all these waivers, blah, blah, blah. I'm responsible for this, blah, 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 you know. I'm fiscally responsible for a scooter if I crash it, blah, blah, blah. You know, that kind of thing. So I filled out this paperwork, and I'm trying to make it seem like it wasn't really my fault, like I didn't just try to Evel Knievel over a curb. And so, but she was very nice. Leslie, our tour guide, was just like, oh, you hit the curb? And I was like, yep. And then she's like, that can happen. Okay, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. So it was like, it was cool. So, we were looking for a firework place for a long time, as, you know, we want to be, you know, cool older cousins. You know, we got a lot of younger cousins. We want to be cool. We want to buy some illegal fireworks and take them across state lines. So, we found a place in Georgia, right, Em?
It was like a Walmart-sized firework store. It was amazing. And they
legit shit.
They actually have ones that you put in a tube and launch up, like, real fireworks. They don't sell that kind of thing in the tri-state area. You can only get that in Alabama.
Yeah, we grew up in New Jersey, and, like, the only thing you can really have is a sparkler. You go to Pennsylvania, they can sell you fountains, like things that shoot from the ground. But in Georgia, right on the state line, right before we got in... Or, no, in Alabama.
We,
yeah, in Alabama, right before Georgia, there. I guess Georgia has stricter laws, so in Alabama, they're like... Let's go right on the state line. I know all the Georgia people will come right over, get them, and then go back, you know, which is technically illegal. And when we split, you know, we saw a cop right outside who I think, if you got on the wrong interstate, he'll just pull you right over.
It's a good thing because our entire trunk is now full of fireworks.
But I'm already annoyed because I'm anticipating an argument with my mother because... You know, I'm going in for Thanksgiving. I'm not going to be there for Christmas, so this Thanksgiving I'm going to be handing out a lot of presents, you know. And so I'm going to be handing out a lot of fireworks, and I know I'm going to get an earful, and I'm already annoyed because I'm anticipating an argument.
gonna be a fun holiday. Looking forward to having the whole fam together.
I can't wait to get out of here. I am not even there. Our tour guide also said on the Segway tour that they had a run-in with Ted Turner one time, right? He lives right along the path of the Segway tour, and what happened to him?
Ted Turner was on the sidewalk, and one of the women on the tour got so excited to see Ted Turner out in public that she almost ran him over with her Segway. He had to basically dive out of the way. To avoid this frantic housewife.
Oh my God, it's Ted Turner! I want to have his children! Then she just barreled straight towards him, like going 11 miles an hour.
Yeah. I hate that voice. Stop, stop it. I'm going to kick you out of the car.
So I saw a tranny. Remember that in the Grand Canyon? A Supai tranny of the Supai tribe. And, you know, it is hard sometimes not knowing someone's gender, you know, because we were on the Segway tour also, and not going into too many details, I saw a lovely-looking lady, and she had a very nice bottom, which I might have to stare at sometimes. Then we go past, it's a dude. Is that, and then I realized...
Did you try to steal his boyfriend?
I got near fallen by that tranny, man. Oh, this is your man now. This is your man.
Were you about to steal this tranny's boyfriend and then you learn from your recent encounter that's not a good idea?
What's annoying was it wasn't really a tranny. It was just a dude with long hair who, you know, has that ever happened to you where you just like see someone and you're like, oh, they got a good physique, and then you're like, oh my God, it's a girl. Have you ever like thought?
So it wasn't even a tranny? You were just checking out a guy's butt?
Well, I didn't know it was a guy's butt because some guys have great long hair, you know what I mean? And you don't always know. And they're wearing cocktail dresses. All right, it was a tranny. But, you know, you're going fast on a Segway. You're falling over. You don't always see all the details of the people around you. We went through one at Georgetown, and we saw that pretty much everyone was black in the neighborhood, but there was one white guy in the town, and that was who?
The cop.
Yeah. There's some towns down here in Georgia where it's all black people and only the cops down here. And I wonder if, like, the driver license tests, you know, the DMV tests are, like, the right-of-way rules. It's like, if a black man gets to an intersection and a white man gets to an intersection at the same time, who has the right-of-way? Well, the white man, of course, because he's the sheriff. Nope. You're not liking this material?
No.
Can you, do you have any comments about it?
Nope.
Just letting it... Part of the reason why Emily's annoyed with me is because I don't have all of my herbal medications with me. Normally, I take all kinds of herbs every single day. I take my ginkgo biloba. I take my multivitamin, my fish oil.
He's been downing, like, a handful of vitamins every day.
I'm annoyed because...
What's with that? It's like you're an 80-year-old man.
Well...
He has them in a little medicine plastic container that's
Monday
broken down
Friday.
By day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Those are for old people.
Well, it's for old people with prescription shit. I'm a young guy trying to optimize my situation. I'm trying to have really good poos. I got ginkgo biloba for memory. I have fish oil for my joints. You know, they feel good. Sometimes when I'm on the trampoline, I need that.
You're a young guy. I don't really think that you need all those vitamins.
And I have St. John's wort, which helps stabilize my moods. Helps make me so it's an even keel. Sometimes I get really sad or I'm silly happy and I need to just level out. And I haven't had that. I've been away from my St. John's wort in particular. So, you know, is what I'm saying is... What I'm saying is...
What you're saying is that you'd be less annoying if you had St. John's wort.
Exactly.
Because I have some somewhere in this car.
Well, I'm excited to start handing out fireworks to a bunch of... We have... we were explaining earlier our Roman candle fight, and you know, I'm really excited to initiate. I want to have a whole, like, neighborhood battle in New Jersey. Kids shooting Roman candles at each other. I think that's badass, right? We're going to get have a pizza box war. You want to go with the... you want to... How do you want to make your shield?
I'm not encouraging any children to have a Roman candle battle. I'm just saying Eric and I are going to have a Roman candle battle.
We might have goggles of some kind, which is important.
For safety. And also shields. What I want to do is I want to duct tape a pizza box to my forearm and use it as a shield.
Yeah.
Because last time we just held it, and it was a little bit difficult. I was afraid my fingers were going to get singed.
Yeah, so when
for
you're...
For safety.
When you're just holding it, and also the Roman candles are like shooting big balls of pellets at, you know, that are flaming on fire.
Yeah, like they hit you with a thud.
Yeah, and so the pizza box, if you're just holding the corner of it, can kind of like fling out of your hands. So you're right. Going with the shield. I just want one handle so that I can move my hand, you know, it's mobile, you know, like a kind of like a catcher's mitt. And I also want to like get a big box so I can duck under, like make myself a little fort.
What do you mean?
Well, I want it on my hand so I can, like...
Like, are you going to wear a refrigerator box? That's what it sounds like.
That's a good idea.
That's cheating.
We should have two teams, and they each get one refrigerator box, and there's a flag inside. And if you get hit, you're dead. You know?
Literally.
Yeah. And every kid gets two Roman candles and a lighter. With three Roman candles and a lighter, and you just try to go at each other.
I think it's probably a good thing that we didn't have easy access to Roman candles when we were growing up.
Oh, man. Just do it like paintball rules. God damn, that's so fun.
You just came up with a new sport.
I know. And if you guys burn yourselves, I'm not responsible. I'm just maybe giving you a cool idea.
Sure, that makes you responsible.
Nah.
You have to say, don't try this at home.
Okay, whatever. But maybe you should try it. It'd be cool. But Alabama has, like, very, very lax rules. We got all kinds of professional shit. I got really long rockets, like, really long bottle rockets that are the kind, you know, they shoot up and they explode into a huge thing. I'm super excited to hand those out. Just write all of our cousin's name on it. That's for you. That's for you. That's for you. So, buy illegal fireworks. Shoot them off in illegal places. You know why? Because it's fucking fun. That's why you should do it. Some rules are stupid, right?
Right.
Too much government.
Exactly.
If I want to buy a firework and blow my own hand off...
Yeah, I'm an adult. I should be able to go into an empty field, have a Roman candle fight... Okay, I'm taking care of my own safety.
And if we hurt ourselves, we're responsible.
Right, it's my own damn fault.
What, are you going to sue the firecracker company because you put a firecracker up your butt and lit it? No, you blew your ass off, stupid. That's you're fucking
liable.
That's
your problem.
That's your problem. You wanted to blow your ass off. We're taking the risk. It is our responsibility. But it shouldn't be illegal to have a Roman candle fight.
It shouldn't be. No one should be able to tell you, as a human being of this planet, that you're not allowed to have anything on this planet.
Exactly. And that's why I want... The only way... Now, the Segway tour was cool. The only way I would have a Segway in real life is if I bought it, you know, and then took it to a shop, like a little garage shop, where they take all the safety shit out. Like, that really thing was made by lawyers, where it's like, and if it's too fast here, it will stop. If it seems like it's slippery, it'll stop. Fuck that shit. I want to take all the sensors off and soup the hell out of the engine and put weird shit in there so it'll go fucking fast. Why? I don't want my Segway telling me to slow down. I bought this goddamn Segway. I'm going to go off a fucking jump if I want to. Here's another thing that'd be cool. Two teams, each of them have one Segway with three pizza boxes on it as a shield.
No, three Segways, three Roman candles. And the other team, same thing.
Maybe you can have more, though, because it has... Remember in the Segway, it had a pouch in the front? You could hold a lot of, like, extra ammo in there.
Yeah.
Imagine if you had, like, a maze, like a, you know, like, laser tag course, and people are going around in Segways shooting Roman candles at each other.
I would get stuck, and then I would just get pummeled with Roman candles.
You were going really slow on the Segway.
Dude.
What?
I was not on my A game. It was really fun.
I was taking weird chances, man. I was seeing the... And I really think I was getting defiant because every time I went too fast, it stopped me. So I'm like, you know what, motherfucker? Try to stop this. Try to stop me jumping over this curb at full speed. And then I kind of fell over real hard.
You busted your ass.
My elbow really hurts right now.
And I've got some Tiger Balm.
Wow.
Wow.
This is, we're continuing episode 15, breaking down Atlanta, Georgia. Well, I mean, not much else to say. We had a pizza at Max's Pizzeria. Very good, but, I mean, we're from the East Coast.
Yeah.
And also, we're going to get...
Upper East Coast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where they make fucking good pizza, right?
Yeah, I knew right away it wasn't going to be good. We're sort of pizza snobs.
We're super...
We're Italians from New Jersey. Can't tell us what's good pizza. Atlanta. Meh.
Forget about it. Get out of here with that shit. Fugazi.
At least they have garlic powder there.
Yeah.
At pizzerias in California, they don't even have garlic powder.
They'll
or mozzarella sticks. What's with that? You have all the ingredients.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just put it together, a fucking mozzarella
just
stick.
Yeah, you have veal parmesan, which is a breaded veal. Throw the bread on some mozzarella and get it going. California, figure it out. They'll give you fucking a cup of avocado, though.
Yeah.
And, like, some olives. Some,
always plenty of that.
Alfalfa sprouts. And a colonic. Feeling kind of weird because I'm not on St. John's Wort and all my other vitamins. Damn, I missed them. I'm annoyed that I didn't pack them all in plastic baggies right now. Because this trip is 2 weeks. I only have 2 1-weeks, and I usually, you know...
What? That's 2 weeks, then.
No, but I have a morning one. I have a breakfast one. I have 2 of the weekly pill boxes.
Yeah?
One is a breakfast one, and one is a lunch one.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean? I take my Alpha Brain, my Ginkgo Biloba, my Solpimento. Yeah. I can't take that many pills at breakfast.
What color is your pee? Is it
right.
Fluorescent yellow
no,
at all times?
I'm always drinking fruit drink. I'm just always drinking fluids. That's why I pee every 5 minutes. I'm just always drinking.
You have no idea how much this guy pees. It's like on the hour, every hour. And it comes on suddenly. Like, he didn't know 30 seconds ago that it's emergency pee time. Pull over. I cannot wait one more second.
Actually, this morning, you went into the shower. You kind of snuck in the shower. As soon as I hear the water running and it's morning time, I got to pee immediately. So you were taking too long. I maybe had 3 minutes before I was like, fuck this. I put my shoes on. I put a hoodie on. And I ran to the lobby. And then I saw people. And I was all like... disheveled and crazy looking, and I just like went wah, and I just ran into the bathroom. I didn't want to see anybody. Like, I was probably just sporting a huge pee boner, you know. I don't want to look at people. I just want to run in there.
Ew.
What? In the morning you get pee boners. I'm sorry, excuse me.
Ew.
What?
What?
What? You know, and Roswell or some other place, you were in the bathroom and I couldn't pee, so I had to pee, fill a cup, then pour it in the sink. Then as I was going to pip, like, then stop pee. Then as I was going to start again, you opened the door. So I only got one Dixie cup of pee out. And
it's
then
so
I, like,
gross.
Ran in there. I got to pee in the morning.
Why? I told you, do your Kegels. Work up the muscles so you can hold it longer than 3 minutes.
A healthy man pees a lot. A healthy man's always going through fluid and, you know, making it rain. Speaking of making it rain, we made it rain in that fireworks store.
Yeah, we did.
And the thing is, also, Roman candles there were like, if you buy one, you get 3 free. So we're like, wait a minute, we can buy 30, and that would mean that we would get, you know. So the truck is just packed full of fireworks right now. The car is full as it is. It's got all your shit in it. We can't even, like, bend the seats back to take a quick nappy poo.
I'm moving across the country. Got some stuff in the car.
I've taken some photographs just so you guys know what I'm dealing with, the conditions I was in. Everyone said, oh, she's right. Make sure she has room for your stuff. Make sure she has room for your stuff. And sure enough, I take one look at the car as you pull it to Los Angeles. I'm like, oh, fuck. There's no room for my shit.
It's
you
in here.
Pack the car it's like a sardine. I have one back, and it's just like it's obstructing your view in the rearview mirror.
Only halfway.
The whole back seat is filled with your shit. And we just bought a lot of fireworks, and we just had to move things from the trunk and just pile more shit in the back seat.
Let's just hope we don't get rear-ended.
Yeah, it would be like a Benny Hill firework display.
Be interesting for the other motorists, at least. Now, that's something to rubberneck to. Regular rubbernecking, it's ridiculous.
Oh, my
Please.
God.
People.
Stop rubbernecking.
Seriously. Come on.
There's so many times where there will be traffic for 5 hours. You get to a front and it's one guy taking a picture. And you're like, of like the road or whatever.
Yeah.
Or like a surveyor with one of those tripod
Just
things looking at the road.
Stare him down and, you see, and drive at 3 miles an hour as I go by.
What All is right, that guy doing?
Then I'll open it up to 80. Let's go.
Yeah, and then you go by. That was fucking it! That was what the traffic was for 5 hours. Everyone's looking at this asshole. God damn.
If there was a firework, just like, okay, if
yeah.
two cars, rear, if one car rear-ended another car and it sets off an amazing firework display,
yeah.
yes, I understand.
And then, like, there's a cart of fruit going by and then some car drives through it and the fruit goes everywhere and
right.
fireworks are taking out the bananas.
Yeah.
Rubberneck that shit.
Yeah.
Some shit is going down on the side of the road. You're not going to see.
You may not ever see that again in your lifetime. You should definitely slow down and watch it.
Yeah. Or, you know, if a meteor is coming down and crashing into the road in front of you.
Sure.
You can watch your final moments and, you know, put on your sunglasses and watch the meteor take out existence. If there's a guy with a surveyor camera, keep fucking going the speed limit. You know, if your brain is that slow where you have to go, guy with the camera, road. Guy with the camera, road. Guy with the camera. You should be driving. I haven't had my St. John's wort.
Obviously.
I'm freaking out right
worried
now.
Worried about your blood pressure.
It's the thing. I need my vitamins. I need my vitamins. I got addicted to having certain nutrients in my system. Calming my nerves.
A vitamin addiction.
Calming my nerves. Making me poo straight. I thought I had one fart and two poops. You know what happened? I went in, I had one pee. That was it.
Fascinating. Please tell me more.
I just feel general pressure now. That's what happens. You know why? Because I haven't had my ginkgo biloba. I haven't had my fish oil. I haven't had my St. John's wort. I haven't had my sapimento.
I could listen to this all day.
I haven't had my fish oil. I haven't had my cayenne pepper capsule. I haven't had my cinnamon sticks. That's just a nice...
Is that it?
That's just a snack I like.
I mean, I know of other vitamins that you could be taking.
I haven't had my protein powder. I haven't had my niacin. I haven't had my alpha brain. I haven't had my shroom tech.
But you had them this morning.
No! See, yesterday at lunch, I had the last of my pills.
Why didn't you just start taking one a day? One of these doses a day. You would have had enough for two.
But it's
weeks.
All different shit, you know? It's all different stuff. I don't
Mix
want
it up a little.
I don't just. Oh God. No. I just used up all my shit and now I'm freaking out. That's my plan.
I don't know what to tell you, grasshopper.
Don't you just want to listen to me bitch about a situation I have no control over?
You had control over that situation. I have no control over that situation and now I'm paying the consequences.
What consequences? Okay. So, I'm making, you know what else I'm doing other than this podcast, Highway Diaries, what's going on, America? I'm also, you know, I got a web series called Damien Shadows. I'm probably going to cut up some commercials and annoy people with those. So, check out Damien Shadows. And, but the other thing I do is, you know, I just put movies on iTunes. That's my normal job. And so I watch a lot of movies, make sure they're all got the specs all together. But I watch a lot of Richard Gere movies at work, and I noticed at the credits, whenever Richard Gere is in a movie, he's got a like it says assistance to Richard Gere. Shit.
Who is it?
Mom, I'm not taking the phone call right now. It says assistance to Richard Gere, and there's like five names, and then it also says supervising assistant to Richard Gere, and then someone else's name. There's a supervising assistant. If you have a supervising assistant,
someone has to make sure he's sorting the M&Ms correctly.
Yeah, someone's got to make sure that he always has Twinkles, his favorite gerbil, to shove up his ass in between takes. Mom, goddammit!
Just answer it. She'll keep calling.
No. Goddamn. All right. Now, here's a regular feature we've been having to deal with. We've been shielding you, audience, from it, but we have to always have a regular talk with the mom because she's a little worried that, you know...
It's probably because my cell phone is off right now.
Okay. Yeah, Emily's cell phone is charging.
I must be dead.
So
my cell phone is off completely.
So I'm calling my mom right now. Unbelievable. She calls me 5 seconds ago, and then you can't reach her.
She's probably leaving you a 10-minute voicemail.
And I'm calling her from the same line she just called me from 2 seconds later. Goddamn. I'm just pumped. I bought some shit from a thrift shop. Ice on the brand is so damn frosty. But definitely, when I become, you know, very rich and famous, Damien Shadows is, of course, going to pick up. I'm definitely going to have a supervising assistant. He's going to make sure that I have all my vitamins. That's going to be... One guy's going to be my vitamin guy. But shit, it was 99 cents. I get copping it, washing it, about to go and get some... Do you want to have a... You know, are you looking forward to climbing the corporate ladder and having a lot of assistants? Have you ever had an assistant?
No. I've managed people before, but we don't really have assistants like what you're talking about. That's ridiculous. Do your own shit.
My God.
Eric, honey?
Yes, mother.
Hi, baby. How you doing, honey?
Okay, what's going on, Ma? Just so you know, I'm recording a podcast right now. That's why I didn't pick up at first.
Oh, that's okay. All right. So am I on the radio?
Yes. You're on Highway Diaries, and you're listening to the Eagle. Caw-caw!
What's your handle, Mom?
Yeah, what's your handle?
My handle...
Yeah, you have to come up with, like, I'm the Eagle, caw-caw.
I'm Tiger Bomb, row.
How about Mama Love?
All right, you're Mama Love.
Mama Love.
All right, what do you got to say, Mama Love?
How are you?
We're fine. We just left Hotlanta. We're on our way to Charlotte.
Okay.
We're good?
Right, calling to see how you were.
We had
to see if Emily wants to talk to her.
Hi, Cassie.
All right, well,
I'm sorry I left you with Grandma for so long.
Hold on a second. Let me put the phone next to Gus's ear. Hold on a second.
Gus is my cat.
I'm on the highway today.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Healthy open road.
Pretty good.
Gorgeous.
All right. Here's Gus.
Hi, Cassie. Hi, Cassie. I'm so sorry that I left you with that woman for over a week now. I promise you that I'll be back soon. I'm almost there. I'm coming to save you. Try to stick it out. It's 2 more days.
Meow! Meow!
Hello?
Can you hear him?
Yeah.
Are you just rubbing the phone on his ass? I don't hear him. Gus been like trying to get with your feet, Ma? Has Gus been like rubbing his face on your feet?
No, he just rubs his hiney on my feet.
Okay.
Ew.
Why are you letting him do that?
Yeah, you can move your feet.
He's just rubbing his whole body against me.
Okay. got no problem with poo, Mom.
Should I tell the story, Emily, of what happened in the lunchroom?
Sounds no. dynamite. Go for it.
Oh, God. I already heard it. All right, go.
Should I put it on the radio?
You're on the radio right now.
Okay. All right. So, in the lunchroom, and a friend of mine is asking me about Emily's cat. And she asked me if the cat was neutered. And I said, I don't know. The cat is so fat, I can't find the cat. I wouldn't be able to find the cat's testicles if I tried. I wouldn't be able to find Gus's testicles if I tried. When I said that, because the cat is so fat.
We heard that.
So when I said Gus is so fat that I couldn't find his testicles if I tried, when another co-worker walked in right at that point and wanted to know if I was talking about my boyfriend.
That's gross.
So they thought that your boyfriend was so fat that you can't find your boyfriend's balls?
Right.
And you were complaining about this in the lunchroom. Yeah, of the social work office while you're saving kids at
night.
Saving kids all day, talking about your boyfriend's balls.
That's what they thought I was doing.
Your big fat boyfriend.
You should get out there, Mom. Why don't you have a boyfriend?
Because I'm busy with my work, my health, taking care of my daughter's cats.
Don't blame it on me.
You're just letting, the only action you're getting is letting Emily's cats rub their butts on your feet.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. So, you know, to each his own.
Mom's into pussy now.
Switching sides on us.
Let me know what how Charlotte is tomorrow. According to your father, he always loved the spare ribs in Charlotte.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm a vegetarian, so won't be having any of those. We're going to stay with Chital there.
You're a vegetarian, Em. You've eaten frog, and you've eaten alligator on this trip.
I eat sea creatures. I think that those sort of fall into that bucket.
Because an alligator's ugly, so you'll eat that?
Well, they're half water, half land. So
what about a dolphin?
I'd consider it.
You consider eating dolphin?
Say, no. All right, bye, Mom.
All right, Gus would give you a lot of meat on the bone.
You have a fat cat.
I know, that's why I keep him around for an apocalypse-type situation. He also has a lot of cat oil, which would be good lip balm.
Ew. How do you get cat oil out off a cat for lip balm?
I'm not sure yet. I'm going to find out.
For real?
Yeah, and then you can also burn it like a fuel, the oil.
Oh, like his blubber?
Yeah.
Like you take his blubber like a whaling ship?
All the fat. Then there's some way that you melt it down and get the oil out of it.
You melt the cat fat down and render it into lip balm.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would be so allergic to that. It's not even funny. I can't. If the cat's around, my face starts to inflate. If I'm putting lip balm from a melted fat renderings.
That's different, though. You're allergic to the dander. You're not allergic to the oil.
I don't know. Maybe I'm allergic to the essence of cat. Cat extract.
You'd probably be allergic to cows, too. You're just not around them.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. Just give Gusty a kissy for me.
You're the boyfriend, Mom. You're way into this cat right now. It's freaking me out. You're going to have like 900 cats in a week.
No way. You know why? Because I hate cleaning kitty litter. Hate cleaning kitty litter.
I know. She's doing a big favor for you right now, Emily. Do you hear how many times she hates it?
Oh, I know. She hates it.
She hates it, hates
well,
it, hates
I appreciate
it.
This huge favor that you're doing me, and I'll be home soon to take over.
You never say thank you, though.
Thank you.
I haven't heard you say thank you once to
Shut
Mom
up.
For taking care of your cats.
Shut up.
She hates to clean up kitty litter.
I said thank you.
Right now, Gus is laying on my foot, and I can't even feel it. That's how big this cat is.
He's laying on your butt?
Yeah.
Oh. I was going to say...
He loves feet.
Yeah.
Yeah?
He's a foot fetish. Gus is a foot fetishist. Has he gone into your shoes? He always rubs his face on my shoes.
He'll try on your shoes, too.
I haven't noticed that. He likes my briefcase for some reason. He rubs his face against my briefcase. I don't know why.
He's just like, ooh, different fabrics. Oh.
Is this leather?
Just rubs his face on everything.
All right, guys, I love you.
All right, love you too.
Bye, Mom.
Hey, wait, Mom, I got a quick question for you.
Yes.
Is it cool if, you know, I hand out some Roman candles?
No, we're not doing that.
Eric. I know, I'm not. I'm just joking.
No.
Okay. Just
all
wondering.
Right, honey.
If the kids wanted some fireworks, but you say no.
No.
I agree with you. That's what I was telling Emily.
Right.
Emily wants to buy fireworks for the kids, and I'm like, that's illegal in New Jersey, Emily. It's illegal.
Correct.
I told you that, right? Mom, isn't it illegal?
It's illegal.
Okay, we can't do that.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Eric.
Okay,
for being
nope.
The white.
Nope.
Yes, man.
I know. You're welcome,
Mom.
You're welcome, Mom. I love you so much.
I love you, baby.
Oh, I love you more, Mommy. Mommy.
Disgusting. I love you. Be safe, guys.
All right.
I love you.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
God, our trunk is full of fireworks right now.
It is filled to the brim with Roman candles.
And we got weird shit, too, that like rockets that explode and those balls that you put in a tube, you light the ball.
They're like legitimate fireworks. Like, they shoot into the air and they explode just like a, you know, classic firework.
Yeah, and I love the ones that look like a bomb, you know, and then you light them and then you put them in a tube and then they go boom and they pop into the air and boom! We got pro level, next level shit. You know what's legal in New Jersey? A sparkler. You wanted to buy a bunch of sparklers, too.
I didn't know they were legal.
I'm like, that's the only shit you can get. You can have a sparkler and, like, you know, like an oil lantern, and that's about all that's legal in New Jersey.
I was gonna get that for the pussy kids.
Yeah.
Like Kevin.
What are you...
JK. Kevin doesn't like shooting Roman candles at each other.
He thinks it's dangerous, so...
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
So just briefly, we shot some bottle rockets. Whoever launched the farthest bottle rocket got to be in the Roman candle fight. Kevin purposely aims his towards the ground. So Emily and I were like, I was licking my finger. I was seeing where the wind was going. I was going against that. You know, I was factoring in everything. I wanted to shoot that ball rocket as far as possible to guarantee I was going to be in that Roman candle fight.
Where do we get those ones if you can't buy them in Pennsylvania? Where'd they come from?
I forget. I don't remember.
I think you can buy them in Pennsylvania.
You think so?
Yeah, not like the big ones, but I think you could buy Roman candles.
Oh, yeah. I think because Roman candles are like a fountain that shoots. It's like a stick that shoots. And obviously, it's great if you're just like a wizard. It's a big wand, and
it's exactly like a wizard, actually.
And it shoots 10 balls out. Boom! And then every second and a half or so, or 2 seconds, boom! Boom! It shoots another one.
Sometimes it's a little tricky, and it's like 4 or 5 seconds. You start to think that something's wrong. You almost look down the tube.
Yeah, don't look down the tube until you've put it in water or something.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, have a Roman candle battle. It's pretty fucking badass.
Yes, it is.
You always lie to Mom, and it's like, it really annoys me.
I don't say anything to Mom. You blatantly lie to Mom. I would just rather... lie by omission.
What did I do? I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I have anyway, this has been episode 15, Highway Diaries, Hotlanta. I've been your host, Eric Hollerbach, aka the Eagle. Caw-caw!
and Emily Hollerbach, a.k.a. Tiger Bomb. Brow.
See you next time. Drive safe.
Saturday, April 6th, 9:30, Flappers, Yoo-Hoo Room. I got a stand-up show, so come out, see me for that. Also, my mom's going to be there, so if you want to say hi to her and ask her where my accent came from, you could do that. Also, guys, all week, this is a big week for Highway Diary, because every single day this week, I'm going to give you a new episode. And then there's going to be a new episode Tuesday, and then it'll just be Tuesdays again. But I have this tremendous backlog of material. I'm just going to let it all go this week. So, you know, always check out erichollerbach.com for updates. Damien Shadows is coming out 420. Godot will be out. It's another web series called Here Comes Godot. That'll be out in 9 months or so. So, you know, keep it here, and thanks for listening. See you later.